things.
Almost made it. Call the meeting to order at 5 p.m. on June 7th for the Urban Renewal Budget Committee meeting. And if we could establish a quorum, we'll start.
Karen Ward, counselor.
Don Greiner, counselor.
Vicki Russell, Urban Renewal.
Kitty Shields, Urban Renewal Budget Committee member.
Andrea Heider, representing the Eagle.
Ann Gaywes, Urban Renewal Committee.
John Cameron, Planning Commission.
Connie Bruce, counselor.
Dennis Scott, mayor.
Great. Establish a quorum. Don, do you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The proposal for the $5,000 we spent, wasn't that for, we contributed to some of the design and planning?
For last year?
Last year, yeah.
It was budgeted to be, to contribute towards the Sustainable City Year program. And the city wasn't able to make that happen this past academic year. And so, that's a good observation. So essentially, the only funds that were spent, as you can see, were the $4,649 on the audit. Yeah. And then looking at the materials and services section, again, we budgeted for the audit. We increased that slightly, just anticipating that a few percentage points might go up in terms of cost. And then the major change is really the contracted services that you'll see is put in at $15,000 and then the miscellaneous expense at $5,000. So part of that is to roll over the $5,000 that would have gone towards Sustainable City Year. The city council.
Do you see that as this year coming up, right?
Who are from outside the community and younger to apply kind of a creative lens and offer some ideas that maybe we don't think about because we live here. So, interesting program, but I think worth pursuing.
Thank you. I thought it's really good to review that.
Yeah, and I'd forgotten to really. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. So that's the plan. Is for this budget, urban renewal budget, 5,000 of these dollars would go towards the Sustainable City Year program. And then the remaining funds in materials and services, so call it $15,000 essentially, or up to $15,000, could go towards or would go towards hiring a consultant to help the Urban Renewal Agency Board create a, I'm going to call it a storefront loan program, but call it a program that doesn't require a lot of funds, but that could possibly start the following fiscal year to help assisting businesses with, sprucing up their.
And it helps us.
Yeah, I think they could probably give us
some continuity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll be high level vision kind of stuff, and totally, no, I agree.
What removes the shotgun effect?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So those are that's the idea with what's put in the materials and services. There's $10,000 in contingency. That's essentially just a reserve. If for some reason we got an RFP back that was slightly larger than the $15,000 and we wanted to maybe take that a little further, we could access those contingency funds. If we don't, it just rolls over into the next calendar year. I think it's a safe way to do that. And then ultimately, there's also over $60,000 just unappropriated as complete reserve going over to the following year.
To help build up something to work with. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, building that beginning fund balance. So that's.
If we did 5:30, we could probably do that.
Yeah, would that work for everybody
on
else?
Tuesday.
On Tuesday, the 20th.
I can probably do that.
Well,
I don't know.
She won't be there.
Okay.
Just the renewal agency members to adopt it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go for that. We'll send out an email if something else comes up. Just let us know. We'll need to get a quorum there, so we'll need four at least.
20th at 5:30.
Yeah. So 20th at 5:30. Okay. So we'll send an email out and confirm on that.
Are there any other matters?
That's all we've got for Adam agenda items. Public comment?
Good work.
Staff comments?
No, not other than thanks for being here. It's kind of neat to see council members and planning commission members and former council members and other community members.
Surprised and impressed at the way the town looked.
Good.
And just the feel of it. They were not expecting what they saw. Good. And they actually commented on it. So.
Interesting. Cool. You always wonder what they're thinking. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Well, what did you expect?
Well, yeah. But.
Well, it's very interesting. We have hired a new employee, and his wife will be working in Bend. But they spent a lot of time in Redmond Sisters, and he said, no, Lapine. He said, everything about it is, I like how it feels. I like the people.
Good.
And that's part of coming through instead of looking at something that was just non-existent, just a drive-through, where they're stopping a little bit and saying, mm-hmm. Oh, wait, this is looking good.
Yeah. And people I've visited from the businesses when I was campaigning for counselor, a lot of people were pretty excited, Wiki area.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Corey, are there any added agenda items?
We do have one to discuss, and it's regarding a new date and time for the Urban Renewal Agency members to meet in regards to adoption of the budget. So staff has prepared the proposed budget. That's what we're here talking about tonight. All of you as budget committee members, if you think the budget is in good order, can approve it, and then it goes on to the Urban Renewal Agency for adoption. So I just wanted to touch base at the end of the meeting in terms of a new date and time for that.
Great, thank you. Okay, so we need to appoint a chairperson for the budget committee. Do I have any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Vicki Russell.
Okay.
I've met several times with Megan Banks, who's the program coordinator, and not only with her, the last few meetings that we've had, they've been conference calls, have been with faculty members at U of O. So we're at the stage where we're now trying to take not just project ideas, but we're really trying to focus them in on, okay, this class in this department with this faculty member, will they teach it? Can they get, you know, when would they do it? Would they do it in the winter? Would it work in the winter? Would it need to be in the spring? So we're trying to get that off the ground. And the proposal, that's the Sustainable City Year proposal. And this has been updated since last year, and it might even evolve a little bit more in the next few months. Partly because I'll give you an example. I know that the WikiUp Junction project that's in this proposal is one that I've heard a lot of support expressed for, and I think it's needed as well. In conversations with Megan and with some faculty, it sounds like it unfortunately straddles a few different departments, and it doesn't really fit in a nice box to say it's the landscape architect people. No, it's the engineers. No, it's the planners. No, it's the marketing folks. You know, who is it? And so it's a great project idea. I don't know if we're going to be able to get a class to line up for it. That's okay. I think there's a lot of other really good projects to make the overall program happen. So, yes, our plan is, it's in the city council's budget to actually increase the funding for this program in case there were a couple more classes that could be added on there. We might not spend all of that, but some of it, if the project happens, definitely would. And then several of these projects focus on areas that are within the Urban Renewal District, in particular the downtown project, and then also the Transit Center project. So the thought would be that Urban Renewal could contribute a little bit, partly to help create a plan that then maybe Urban Renewal funds down the road could contribute towards.
So we all understand too how the dollars, I mean, it's more than a bang for your buck.
Well, and it's a great point. So the way the program is set up, for those of you who aren't familiar with Sustainable City Year, it's a program through University of Oregon. It pairs undergraduate students and graduate students who are nearing completion of their degrees, who are about to go out and be professionals in the world, with faculty and then with a city for a year to work on various projects. They were in Redmond last year. They're in Albany this year. Redmond is the smallest city they've worked with in all of Oregon at 28,000 people. But their mission is not just to serve medium or larger sized Oregon cities, so they want to do a pilot project with a small city. We were hoping last year to team up with Sisters and do kind of a co-pilot project. Sisters has a hard enough time doing other things. They weren't able to make that project happen. And so they've fallen off, but we've stayed in contact, and I'm thinking it will pay off. And so the other piece of it is that U of O is in contact with the Ford Family Foundation. And the Ford Family Foundation has said that they will match dollar for dollar what the city or the Urban Renewal District, what the community brings to the table for this project to happen. So we're talking about, we're talking about if the council and Urban Renewal combined contribute about $50,000, $55,000, we're talking about over $100,000 to go towards the project. So significant opportunity to leverage, not only getting, I think, good consulting and conceptual ideas for the city to use down the road, but I think just a really exciting opportunity for folks who are, I'm just going to say it, who are, you know, from outside the community and younger, to apply kind of a creative lens and offer some ideas that maybe we don't think about because we live here. So, interesting program, but I think worth pursuing.
Thank you. I thought, you know, it's really good to review that.
Yeah, and I'd forgotten to really, thank you for bringing that up. So that's the plan. It's for this budget, Urban Renewal budget, $5,000 of these dollars would go towards the Sustainable City Year program. And then the remaining funds in materials and services, so call it $15,000 essentially, or up to $15,000, could go towards or would go towards hiring a consultant to help the Urban Renewal Agency Board create I'm going to call it a storefront loan program, but call it a program that doesn't require a lot of funds, but that could possibly start the following fiscal year to help assisting businesses with, you know, sprucing up their facade or trying to create certain architectural or aesthetic elements to help build some continuity throughout the Urban Renewal District. And the reality is that I have no background or expertise in that, and it's sort of a niche thing. And I spoke with the former community development director of Sandy, Oregon, who retired recently and is now starting a consulting business, and I was referred to him. And he's the one who, you know, with help, with staff and other resources, created that type of program in Sandy, and it's been wildly successful. And so it wouldn't be hiring him. We would put together an RFP and we would open it up for anyone who's available. But I wanted to pick his brain and get a sense of what he thought. And he said, that's what you do, is you create the program first and then, you know, you go from there. And so I think that given that we don't have a lot of resources in this budget, we still can be preparing for the future by trying to set up this program so we're ready when we do have a little more resources and staff capacity, I'd say. So that's my thought and vision for this budget and trying to get something done. And that will require input and work from the Urban Renewal Agency Board to work with the consultant and to figure out how that program is set up, you know, application process, matching grant funds, revolving loan funds. How does that work? How's that look and feel? What's been successful? What's been not? I think we need to take that from somewhere else and try to hit the ground.
I think that's great planning ahead. Mm-hmm. Plus, it shows that we're actually heading towards something. We can tell the businesses, the people, that this committee's not just meeting every year saying, that's a budget, which is what we've done. So, we can actually show them that, you know, that we're going to do this, and then next year we'll be coming around and see what we can do for the people.
Yeah. Well, the funds are going to increase rapidly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In the years to come.
And any chance we get to leverage those, you know, when you think of $8 million and if we can do a lot of matching, you know, that's
good.
And we have the ability to in this program when we set up, if I remember correctly and understand, you know, you can even go out and do loans to mm-hmm. businesses. Mm-hmm. And so again, leveraging our dollars to the maximum will be, you know, a good course to look at for sure.
Definitely. I say storefront loan program only because I feel like that could be a program that wouldn't require, you know, $100,000 or, you know, lots of funds. But in reality, to a degree, I think the RFP and getting the consultant on board would would be heading that direction. But I don't know. Maybe there's other programs on the menu that maybe make more sense. So it would be more of really a working with the Urban Renewal Agency board and staff working with the consultant to figure out what's right for right now. Mm-hmm. Or next year, the year after, and then, you know, the following year, we may be budgeting more planning dollars to help try to think about, you know, with the amount of money that's going to come into the Urban Renewal Agency over 10, 15 years, I mean, you can do some really big things. And so at some point, you need to start thinking, too, about whether it's a, you know, what is that thing that Lapine really wants, and how do we get there?
Yeah.
So that, I think we're not, like you guys were saying, I think it makes sense to get a program going, but we're not far away from starting to think about some of those things too.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's where the Sustainable City Year program fits in. It helps us.
Yeah, I think they could probably give us
some continuity.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll be high level vision kind of stuff, yeah. And totally, no, I agree.
What removes the shotgun effect.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So those are that's the idea with what's put in the materials and services. There's $10,000 in contingency. That's essentially just a reserve. If for some reason we got an RFP back that was slightly larger than the $15,000 and we wanted to maybe take that a little further, we could access those contingency funds. If we don't, it just rolls over into the next calendar year. I think it's a safe way to do that. And then ultimately, there's also, you know, over $60,000 just unappropriated as complete reserve going over to the following year.
To help build, up something to work with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, building that beginning fund balance. So that's what we've put together for now.
So are there any other questions, any additional comments?
I think it's well thought out. I like it.
You too. I really like the idea of planning. So I'm going to call for a vote on this budget. And so we'll just, we need a motion.
A motion. We approve the budget as presented.
Second that.
So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Do you need a roll call vote?
I don't think so.
That's what it was, yes.
Oh, in the bylaws? Oh,
is it policy is roll call? Okay, go ahead and, we'll start with you, name and?
Ann Gaywith, yes.
John Cameron, yes.
Connie Braze, yes.
Dennis Scott, yes.
Dan Berkley, yes.
Karen Ward, yes.
Don Griner, yes.
Vicki Russell, yes.
Kitty Shields, yes.
Okay. Approved.
I'd like to say we're really good, but I think staff was really good.
Yes, I think they're making us look really good. Yeah, what it is.
After doing the city budget, it's a little less work. Yeah.
Fewer lines.
Fewer zeros.
Yeah.
Zeros.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Hide and put in numbers.
It's kind of nice and refreshing to put this one out there.
So do we have any other comments here? Regarding any public comments?
Or actually, other matters.
Other matters, yeah.
Yeah, the one real quick I want to... Yeah, please. So so Karen, Vicki, Ann, Connie, and Dan, we're missing Wendy and Stu. So we had it on the, you know...
We had it for
plans are sometimes not as great as you hope, but planning is valuable. But with the budget calendar, I was a little off with trying to schedule the adoption next Wednesday. So this June 14th is not going to work. I wanted to check in, and if you need it, I can send an email out, and we can, you know, confirm it tomorrow or Friday. But if Monday, let me see, I wrote it here. If Monday the 19th at, again, it could be 5 or 5:30 or 6, or Tuesday the 20th at, again, 5 or 5:30 or 6, if there was kind of issues or conflicts.
Dan, you and I have Habitat on the 20th.
Yeah. And that's usually
4 to 5.
And that's in Sun River, usually, so that would be
We harder. Could come at 5:30. I mean, we could beat it down here. Our two meetings have lasted a little bit longer, but we could leave, you know, so.
So you're saying the 19th or 20th?
Yeah, it could be a different day, too. Those two made sense to me about a week and a half from now.
Dan's gone on the 19th.
Yeah, I can't do the 19th.
Could we?
Well, unless you did it a little earlier, like 4.
Yeah, that won't work for me.
Be in Bend at 5, at 6. So.
And I'm in Bend until 5:30 or 4:30.
I'm in the middle, so.
So if we did 5:30, we could probably do
that. Yeah, would that work for everybody
on
else?
Tuesday.
On Tuesday, the 20th.
I can probably do that.
That works for you?
Well,
I don't know.
She won't be there.
Okay.
Just the renewal agency members to adopt it.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah.
Go for that. We'll send out an email if something else comes up. Just let us know. We'll need to get a quorum there, so we'll need 4 at least.
20th at 5:30.
Yeah. So 20th at 5:30. Okay. So we'll send an email out and confirm on that.
Are there any other matters?
That's all we've got for Adam agenda items. Public comment?
Just kidding. Good work.
Staff comments?
There it is. No, not other than thanks for being here. It's kind of neat to see council members and planning commission members and former council members and other community members here. You know, excited about this because I do think it's going to be a big deal. Whether people realize it right now or not, I think it's time to start.
Right,
start there. Jazzing it up and getting ready. So.
I'm glad we're actually having a conversation about doing some of this stuff because, you know, when we first started, Rick made it sound like, you know, like 4 or 5 years down the road before we really could even have the conversation. So I'm glad. I'm encouraged.
Well, and I'll mix it up even more just to give you a parting thought. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but I think there are ways to investigate or to borrow some of the money prior to waiting for the revenue to come in. I mean, if you know the revenue's coming in, you can get to a point where you can adequately service the debt. You can borrow in advance to try to speed up accomplishing something. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, be careful.
Well, of course. No,
getting some planning in place first will always
be. Yeah. That will be absolutely. Just a really
absolutely.
Good piece. So as staff comments, we really are there any comments from the Urban Renewal Committee, budget committee members.
I just apologize for being late. I left Pal Butte just a little late and rushed over here. So thank you.
Again, that's great, and you know, I agree. To move forward is really good.
Yeah, and once again, as I've said the last budget meeting, the due diligence shows.
And we can really thank staff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if we had to wade through a lot of these details, it would be difficult.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And for staying on the Sustainable City Year program.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think, keep pursuing it. I think it sounds, I like the idea of having outsiders and young people come in and with fresh eyes and look at things differently. Who knows what might come out of it?
Well, you know, that's, they look so much differently at things, and they see things, and that's what you have to think. They are going to be where we will be 10 years from now.
And we've tried to come up with different things. We've tried this process and not really come up with anything several times. So maybe we just need some young people to tell us what we're going to do. Oh, okay, that looks good.
Well, and like it's been said, people from outside the area, because you come to a town that you'd never been to before, you notice what's missing.
Yeah.
It might be nice as a visitor.
Interestingly enough, I just had family in last week. They've never been here before. And through my descriptions and their understanding of Lapine and so forth and so on, they were surprised and impressed at the way the town looked.
Good.
And just the feel of it. They were not expecting what they saw.
Good.
And they actually commented on it. So.
Interesting. Cool. You always wonder what they're thinking. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Well, what did you expect?
Well, yeah. But...
It's very interesting. We have hired a new employee, and his wife will be working in Bend, but they spent a lot of time in Redmond Sisters, and he said, no, Lapine. He said, everything about it is, I like how it feels, I like the people.
Good.
And that's part of coming through instead of looking at something that was just non-existent, just a drive-through. They're stopping a little bit and saying, no way, this is looking good.
And people I've visited from the businesses when I was campaigning for counselor, a lot of people were pretty excited. Wickiup area, sad to hear that, but Wickiup area, a lot of the businesses there want to see that connection between Lapine and them. And so...
That's really great. Moving. Something when that happens, when we can make a physical, actual, visual connection between the two is going to be wonderful.
Well, even the comment on the accident the other day was it was north of Lapine, and technically it's still in Lapine.
There's a sign right there that says all Lapine.
Right?
Where it was,
I read the latest article on the bridge, the overpass project, and I noticed that in this
it's
one.
All
they
north
did say,
of Lapine.
Well, this one they said in Lapine. Because 3 weeks ago when they did the first article on Saturday, I was sitting on the chairlift at Bachelor reading Ben Bolton, and I read that. I go, you know, in Wickiup Junction, north of Lapine. I'm like, come on. I sent Aaron West an email. I'm like, come on, guys, it's in Lapine. It's actually, I said it's not only in Lapine, the greater region of Lapine, it's actually in the city of Lapine. It's like double Lapine.
Yeah. Right. So I think, and I think it's important. I think the businesses there really want to be known as part of Lapine and not... necessarily separated, and so that cohesion is important.
That's why when they sort of named themselves Lapine North, they didn't want to be North Lapine, because that sounds like a separate city, like Las Vegas and North Las Vegas. Those are two separate cities. So they adopted Lapine North, never really went anywhere. But.
So on a quick side note, the pedestrian and bike connectivity idea.
Right, that would go.
I think is going to happen. I talked to the faculty member and Megan, who said they were on board to try to get that plan established and in place to make that a reality. So that does loop and connect the entire city.
Yeah,
which is
that's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'd be hopeful about that.
That's great.
There's not anything else. I'm going to adjourn the meeting at
5:28.
I barely snuck in before you did the vice president. I mean, actually, in time for to start the meeting, but I was running close. Not late, but close.
You know, we're going to find out just how far north Lapine goes.
Yeah!